you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no.
Witch Police Radio.
Welcome to Witch Police Radio. One thing that people who've been listening to the show for a long time know is that I try to reach out to as many different artists as I can find. Winnipeg and Manitoba has so many people playing music and doing it in so many different styles. And, you know, whenever I hear about someone, I see their name on a poster, I see an event notice on Facebook, whatever. I look on Manitoba Music, I'm on Bandcamp, I'm all over the place just trying to find as many local artists as I can. And I think that the guest on this show, I think the way I first heard about you was seeing your name on a Jazz Fest related event. And we can definitely get into all that, but I think the best way to start this off is if you want to introduce yourself and give a bit of background about what you do as an artist.
Yeah, of course. So my name is Joyce German, but my artist name is Ingia. So I am a saxophonist and vocalist here in Winnipeg. This is kind of like year two of kind of my debut. Like, I came out as a band leader in 2023.
Okay.
With the Jazz Fest show, actually. So that poster that you may have saw was definitely my first gig as a band leader. And that's when I introduced myself with my artist name, Ingia, as well. And then from then on, it kind of just went forward, which is good to hear. But yeah, I would say that I do have a jazz background. I graduated from the Faculty of Music with a jazz studies degree, but I kind of branched out with just adding African influences with jazz, but then also including and incorporating things that I grew up with. So a lot of gospel, R&B, a little bit of hip hop. And I would say that I do have African influences, but also, like, there's just a wide genre with African stuff in general. So yeah, that's kind of just like a whole kind of thing that I do with the genres in general.
Sure. And I think that we're in an era definitely where it's hard to pin down most people. Yeah. Most people's musical styles don't fit into a box as easily as they maybe did 15 years ago or before that. That Jazz Fest gig, I mean, that's a huge event to do your first gig as a band leader. Yeah. I mean, that's massive. How did you get that?
Maybe let me clarify. In 2023 was the first one, and then this past yeah. So, actually, for many years, I volunteered for Jazz Fest, like all throughout my last 2 years of high school, and then in the beginning, just before COVID and everything that had happened, I volunteered. But Zachary Rushing also went through the program as well. We kind of crossed paths here and there for like a year. But I remember my professors were all telling me, hey, you should apply. Like, why don't you see if you might get a slot here and there. You never know. I guess I was always a little bit timid because I didn't, I guess, establish myself as a band leader yet. So I wasn't sure who I would play with or what I'd even play. But I think throughout the years of my degree, that's when I started to write more and kind of get into my niche and things that I am interested in. And that's when I was like, okay, why don't I just apply? And then I ended up getting a slot in June 2023, which was part of the Dave Barber Cinematheque series.
Right, yeah.
And I think that was like a year that they were featuring younger and newer performers. So that was a pretty good chance and opportunity for me to kind of showcase myself as a band leader as the first time.
For sure. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. Especially because that event has become such a staple of Winnipeg music. I mean, not even jazz. I mean, well beyond that.
Yeah.
It's like people wait for that. I do every summer, like, to check out who's playing at the Jazz Fest. So definitely seeing like new people showing up on there is always great, because it's, I think it's a great way to introduce yourself to a Winnipeg audience that probably covers a lot of the genres that you play. Right? I mean, people are not just there to hear jazz, but the fact that you play jazz is helpful for that audience.
Yeah.
Winnipeg, obviously the U of M and the Jazz Fest and sort of all of these, organizations and events and everything, has a pretty strong jazz community. I feel like it's, the more I've been talking to jazz artists on this show over the years, the more I sort of get a grasp on just how big it is and how everyone's interconnected and they all play in each other's bands. And there's so much sort of collaboration. What's your take on sort of the community here for what you do? I mean, it seems like there's such a lot of variety too within the overarching jazz umbrella, even just in Winnipeg.
Yeah, I would definitely say that it's very supportive, number one. I know that even with myself having like kind of doubts on coming out as a band leader, just talking to some of my professors and even some of my peers at the time, most of the time people were like, you know what, Joyce, like, just do it. Like, there's no need to be a little bit, you know, timid here and there. And also, I think it's just in general, like, I felt like... I know one of my professors described me as like a flower kind of blossoming, and just kind of giving me the encouragement and just, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You just kind of have to go for it. And I feel like in general, that's just how the community is like. Normally, they're very supportive, very encouraging with everything that has to do with you as a musician. We usually do support each other all the time. When someone has a gig, everyone's always going together to watch that show. That's how it was like, even since before I even kind of came out as my own band leader. Like, cool. I remember going to a lot of gigs and shows that someone I knew or someone I saw. And I really like that we all support just local musicians in general, even outside of the jazz community. But I do find that we're usually always very tight-knit. Like, everyone knows what's going on and everyone's supporting here and there. And even if you need help with gigs or band stuff, or if your instrument goes missing, someone's always there to help you. Or it's just like little things like that, and it kind of makes the community stronger in a sense. And I really like that. You don't really feel out of place. And yeah, a lot of the networking also helps too. Like, sometimes people might put your names in places where you don't even know that they're doing that, and that person might contact you and be like, hey, I heard from here and here that wanted you to perform here, and then there you go, you got another gig. So it's nice that we kind of put each other on as well. So it's really nice.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think that to a certain extent exists throughout the Winnipeg music community, regardless of genre. But yeah, it does seem, I think it's because, I mean, my impression anyway is because so many people are playing on each other's records and playing in each other's live bands, and because so many people come from that university program as well, there's just a sort of a closeness that maybe, you know, the folk scene or the punk rock scene or whatever doesn't naturally have, and they have to sort of develop more. I think my impression of jazz in Winnipeg anyway is that everyone is very close, which is really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I agree.
With your sound, I mean, what is, do you feel like you're at a point now where you've developed your own musical identity to where you want it to be, or is it always a work in progress?
Yeah, I believe that it's always a work in progress, but I do feel that now I'm kind of a little bit more settled in on the things that I want to do and where I want to go from here, and also just my sound in general. So I find that it did take a lot to kind of find that like solidified like base.
Yeah.
But now that I'm here, now it's like, you know, so much about where you want to go. And I always do think that it can be constantly changing, because music is always evolving and things always change. You always get inspired by different things that you may have not thought that you would have been inspired by. So I do agree that it's always constantly changing.
Thank you.
outside of that tight-knit jazz community, I mean, because like you mentioned right off the top, you have these other influences that are coming into your sound that are beyond just the you know, very specifically jazz scope. Do you feel like that gives you opportunities to branch out into other parts of the local music scene? I mean, do you feel like what you do either is accepted already or has the potential to become sort of connected to all these other scenes that focus on other styles?
Yeah, I definitely feel that already. I kind of have been doing a lot more like Afrobeat and R&B kind of stuff right now. So that's been kind of interesting to kind of take the skills and things that I've learned from a jazz context and applying it to other genres,
yeah,
which is really cool. But also I think it's just, it does help you to be a little more versatile with certain things. And even with my African background, it's really nice to learn about other African cultures when it comes to like music. Even though I'm not necessarily from that country, there's still already some familiarities that I can kind of grasp onto right away. And also with just what are some other things, gospel stuff as well, because I grew up a lot learning like gospel music and stuff like that in the church. So that kind of already kind of gave me a background as well. So it was kind of easy to adapt with certain things and learning things on the fly and by ear and all that stuff. So I do feel that it helps kind of, you know, branch out and keep things a little bit more versatile. And it's kind of cool where you kind of have a gig that's new and different every time. It's not always the same.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have is to do that.
Yeah.
As far as the African stuff goes, I feel like there's a lot of people who are not part of one of the many African communities in the city. I think people tend to see it as like a monolith, as just this one, you know, broad strokes African music. But then, like, there's obviously so many countries on that continent, and they all have their own variations and their own original styles. And I think that the more that there seems like a lot of people in the city who are playing different kinds of music influenced by that. Influenced by whatever country that either they are from or their parents are from or you know, whatever it is. And I think that it benefits everything to have some of these new to Winnipeg sort of sounds coming in there. How is it easy? I mean, obviously, like you said, you grew up with that. You grew up with gospel. That's part of your musical sort of education or whatever. But do you feel like it's easy to mesh some of those sounds from literally the other side of the world with, you know, more, I guess, Western styles of music? Because I think that's maybe something a lot of people struggle with is taking these two very disparate styles and melding them together in a way that works.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't say that it's hard, but I wouldn't say that it's easy. Like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of like in between, because I find that like, I am South Sudanese, and a lot of the things that I kind of grown up with was very traditional to my tribe, but not the country in general. So that's why it's like it's even harder, because each country also has different tribes, which the tribes can be like endless. I know in South Sudan, there's over like 64 tribes. Each tribe has different kinds of things that they do, different languages. So it's like another thing that you also have to apply depending on where you're from. But I think I was just trying to navigate the sounds and the things that I was hearing. And then I was also kind of like spending a lot of time talking to my parents and also being around my family a lot. Like, I have a lot of family members who are in the States who are same tribe as myself. So I spent a lot of time going there for like holidays and stuff like that, and listen to them singing the songs and playing and dancing together and making sure that I'm like so immersed into it. Cause even when I went back home like a couple years ago, obviously you kind of have to cherish all the time that you have that's there, because you don't know when you're going to be able to go back again. So I think it's just like a way that I kind of went through it is kind of either using the lyrics or using the text in a way to add on to maybe like something that's a little more Western or a little more, I guess, modern.
Sure.
But then I would also flip it sometimes and use something that's a little more modern and Western with like an African beat, or adding the rhythm in a sense, in a way to kind of mesh the two. That's kind of the way that I would view it.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I mean, the part about the tribes, yeah, I mean, that's a whole other level of unique and like individuality in each of those sounds. This is crazy to think about. What is your, I mean, you've done those two jazz shows. Those are obviously, you know, high profile. You're getting your name out, you're getting your face out, your music out. What are you hoping to do in 2025? Because, you know, at the time we're recording this, year's wrapping up. Some people might say, thankfully, it's getting we're going to start something new. What are you hoping to accomplish with your music going into the new year?
Well, I've been kind of working on a long project, long awaited, but I've been trying to get my EP released by next year. So hopefully in 2025, that's 100% solidified. I've been putting it off here and there just with a lot of time differences and things like that. But hopefully by then, that will be something that I can look forward to. And then also just kind of, bringing that to the world and hopefully releasing some music out that everyone can hear and enjoy. But that's a thing that I'm planning to do. And then just to kind of get that project that I've been working on for so long to just be complete and just kind of bring it out.
How long has this been in the works? Because, I mean, the timing, right? I mean, you know, you sort of started this right as the pandemic was ending. So is a lot of this music that you're working on, is this stuff that you were working on sort of during that time or earlier that is now everyone can play shows again, you can actually do it, or is it newer than that?
Well, it's been a long thing. It's just because I've had solidified ideas by the time that I had that first jazz show, and I actually performed some of the songs already live. So that's a cool thing that I got to do. And then I also got to have one of the songs arranged for a jazz orchestra. And I think the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, we performed that song last year as well. So it was kind of nice that I've been being able to play those songs live for some time. But it's just that it's been since like 2023 that I've just been kind of working at it, and I've been trying to put a project alongside the EP to kind of bring out together, just so that it's more of like a tribute to where I'm from, and it's more of just a tribute to give back, basically.
Okay. What do you have an established group of people that you are going to be working with on the CP? Like, have you figured out, you know, obviously you're the band leader, but have you figured out who's going to be in your band, or is that a fluid sort of situation depending on who's available?
Yeah, I think it's more of a fluid situation at this time. I think the one aim that I would also add on things that I'm wanting to do in 2025 is kind of branching out and playing with other people, because I know that obviously there's such a wide range of local musicians here in Winnipeg, and I found that there was a lot of times when I played with different people, there was so much things that they could bring and add that added just so much more. So I think that's just something I've been looking forward to just playing with so much people and getting to know people throughout the process as well.
This might be a hard question to answer, but what makes a good band member for you? I mean, if you got these compositions, what are you looking for in a player that to suit it? How do you know? I mean, you can have someone who's an amazing musician, but they might not be a good fit, right? Like, what makes someone a good fit with the style you're doing?
Yeah, I would necessarily say I'm not that picky person, but I do feel that obviously, like, I do like to explore a lot with the African influences. So I think it's just more of having a band member who's open to kind of learning something that they may not be comfortable with already to begin with. But I do necessarily like ask people first before being like, hey, here, can you play this? So I usually just like ask and be like, hey, would you be comfortable kind of playing this? Because I know sometimes people don't want to kind of cross a line to make things uncomfortable, and like just making sure that it's envisioned the way that I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing that I would say that's important. But other than that, I don't really have much expectations. I think it's more of just like, as long as you're open and happy to play music and have like a good attitude and respectful throughout the process, like that's normally what I look for.
I think that is a good attitude to have too. I mean, just making it, yeah. So you're not being some kind of harsh, don't fit. Yeah, that's good.
My song shall always praise God. Thank you.
I was looking up your stuff online. Obviously, you have stuff on Manitoba music, and you have some videos on YouTube and things like that. You exist online. People can find your stuff. But where would you send someone? If someone's hearing you about you for the first time in the show, what's the best way to find out more about, you know, hear your music, first of all, and then maybe find out where to see you live if that's happening and things like that?
Yeah, I would definitely go first to my Instagram. That's where I normally put a lot of things in real time, especially with gig posts and things where I'm performing next. That's where kind of everything will be. But in terms of like the EP release and all that stuff, that will be on all platforms in the future. So I would recommend going to my YouTube channel, because things will be posted more frequently here and there. But I would say number one, my Instagram.
Cool. And then, you know, obviously, like I said, we're getting to the end of the year. Do you have anything, any shows or anything planned for the relative near future? Or is that all to be decided in 2025?
So I mean, like, this is kind of small. I have a small brunch event on December 29th. That's what I'll be playing a couple songs. So if anyone's wanting to go to a brunch and to see me perform, that's where I'll be performing next. But more of the big stuff will be coming in 2025.
Awesome. Cool. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're doing this. It's always nice to when I first started doing this show, which is a long time ago now, I listened to jazz, but not much. And I feel like I listen to so much more jazz now, I think in part because of talking to so many people in the local community and hearing their things and then digging into their influences and all this stuff. So I think that Winnipeg is like really has a solid jazz scene. And it's one of the cool things, I think, is because the university and because there's students graduating every year, that whole group of players and composers and everything, it just continues to grow no matter what. Like, you can't stop it. It's just going to always happen. So I imagine that, like, you know, next time you put a band together, you could get someone who just graduated the year after you or 2 years or whatever. Right. So it's very cool. That wasn't really a question. I just,
I definitely agree.
It's neat.